What did you have for breakfast? Maybe you had eggs or bacon. Maybe some sausage or a glass of milk. But do you really know what goes into your meat, your dairy, and your eggs? My name is May Ban, and I believe in veganism. And here's why. The standard American cliche breakfast would be bacon and eggs. Chickens they're shoved into small cages where all they do is get shot with antibiotics, steroids, and forced to lay eggs until they die. And since they die fairly quickly because of all the stress and the terrible work conditions, they have to reproduce, so they do keep some of the eggs. And then once the chicks are born, they separate the girls from the boys, and since boys don't lay eggs, they are considered too expensive to raise. So they are either ground up alive, or they are suffocated in plastic bags and thrown in the dumpster. The baby chicks are ground up alive just because they won't make them any profit. So what about your bacon? You think that the pig got to live a long life and was loved, and pigs are also shoved into small cages in confined environments, barely able to move. And you're saying, well, these are just the factory farms. I buy, you know, free-range, grass-fed pigs and all that. Well, the best way to die is to be beaten and shoved into a chute, dropped down in a cage into a gas chamber and gassed with CO2. They are gassed in a gas chamber with carbon dioxide. What does that sound like to you? Does that remind you of any moment in history? Because it sure does remind me heck of a lot like the Holocaust. And the truth is, the longest running Holocaust is animal agriculture. So lunch. What about that cheeseburger that you had? Well, 90% of beef actually comes from dairy cows, and there's so much cruelty in a glass of milk. From the day that these calves are born, they're fattened up with antibiotics, steroids, and fed formula that mostly contains the blood of their brothers and sisters. Yes, they're forced to become cannibals. And once they're old enough, which isn't very old, it's only about 1 year old, they're raped. It's a process called insemination. And once they give birth, they can't let the calf drink the cow's milk because that's their moneymaker. So they rip the calves away from their mothers. The calves and the mothers cry for days on end until they lose their voices. And the calves are sent to the veal industry to get their throat slit at only 5 months of age. Would you kill a 5-month-old infant? I wouldn't. The mama cows are raped over and over and over again until they have no strength left. They can't even stand. Then they're dragged and beaten onto trucks and are driven. Sometimes it takes days with no food or water to get to the slaughterhouse. There they are again, dragged and beaten and then hung upside down. Most of the time, these cows are still conscious and alive when their throats are slit. Then they have their throat slit, but they don't die immediately when they have their throat slit. They struggle and wallow in pain, till finally they bleed out, spilling all their guts on the floor and on the slaughterhouse worker. People are doing this to the animals. People! Humans! Humans are doing this, and we're paying them to. People work in slaughterhouses most of the time because they have higher wages than any other job that you can find in any other factory. Why are we paying other people to kill and slaughter thousands of animals a second? Thousands. 2,000 animals are slaughtered every second. Second. Not every day, not every hour, every second. And we're paying and contributing to that. It's not okay. We just say, well, it's my personal decision. It doesn't affect anyone else. Well, have you ever thought about how it affects the animals? Because they don't want to die. They fight and they scream for their lives before it's taken from them. When they're babies. They're just babies. They may look old, but that's because they've been beaten and worn down until they can't hold themselves up. We've shot them with steroids and antibiotics to keep them alive just a little bit longer, so we can get a few more eggs or a few more pumps of milk. Why in the world did we start doing this to animals? And why in the world are you still paying for it? My name is Mayban, and I believe that the world will and has to go vegan. For the people, the animals, and the planet. For more projects like mine, you can check out whje.com.